producers of this podcast strongly recommend that you do not listen to the following broadcast if you are sober, or if you have any objection to racism, sexism, fascism, ignorance, intolerance, overindulgence, stereotyping, or objectification. Repetitive Trauma Radio reserves the right to accept absolutely no responsibility for the time you will inevitably waste listening to the following drivel.
And now for something completely different.
First unheard message.
Fried big pussy. Once you eat one of these big pussy pork rinds, you'll never eat another human pussy again. But fuck human pussy. I fuck dead pigs. You read all about it in Heartburn, how I fucked them dead pigs before I turned them into pork rinds.
End of messages.
I am absolutely appalled at how much people in this country do not think.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it.
Down to business. I got my wild cherry dying Pepsi, and I got my blackjack gum here. Yeah, I got that feeling. Yeah, that familiar feeling. Something rank is going down up there.
I'm a member of the Why Bother generation myself.
Hey! No more Mr. Nice Guy!
If you want to complain, tell someone who cares.
Welcome back to another edition of Repetitive Trauma Radio. You can call us at 1-877-69-RT-RADIO. You can catch us at the show forum. You usually find Miller and Lurch on there. RepetitiveTraumaRadio.com/forum. The show website is RepetitiveTraumaRadio.com. You can email us at fanmail@RepetitiveTraumaRadio.com. You can catch us on MySpace.com/RT-RADIO-SHOW. Your podcast host, which you should know because you're probably listening to us. RepetitiveTraumaRadio.podcast.com, or you can catch us on mypodcast.com. And
no, you got it wrong.
What's the information I got?
RTRadio.podomatic.com.
Oh, that does say Podomatic. My bad. Well, thanks, Ben. Pin. Hey, Penny Kelly, with me. It's the fabulous Wade Jordan.
Yeah. So, because it's all Ben. About you. Because it's all about you. Everything's fine with me. I got nothing new to tell. Work too much. It sucks. I gotta fucking go to sleep at supper time and wake up at midnight.
Ugh. I hated that shift.
Yeah, no doubt. I won't trade it for not working, that's for damn sure, but it's not a night shift, but it's not quite a day shift either. So I don't know. I'm kind of stuck in the fucking buffer zone between day and night.
Not a graveyard shift, but kind of like that tweener shift.
Yeah, tweener of yours. I was just watching Prison Break. I just started watching it for the first time, and there's that fucking little faggot wigger called Tweener on there.
Look up some stupid names. I got a helper. His nickname is Rook, and he's got it tattooed on himself.
Rook.
I go, did you even bother to look that up before you tattooed yourself with that? And he goes, No, why? I go, Rook is a swindler, you dumbass.
He do the infamous, oh.
Has he never heard the phrase, you got rooked?
No, he's clueless to it all.
I just love it, stupidity.
And this is a relative of yours?
No, it's my helper.
Oh, okay.
Well, is he much help?
So this is a guy that is actually below you.
Oh, yeah, I'm befriending him.
On the food chain.
Oh, he finds ways to laugh at me all the time, so don't worry.
Is that the same guy that made you shit your pants?
Yes.
Oh, really?
All right. Well, he's one up then in my books.
Wow.
Yeah, he got a good laugh with me the other day because I usually keep a fingernail clipper in my truck. I went out and grabbed him. I started clipping the one hand, and I looked at the other hand, and it was already clipped. I go, shit, I must have been very drunk last night. Only did one hand.
Whoa.
And he was just laughing his ass off at my stupidity.
Yeah, he just got drunk and wanted to smooth it out for when you stick it in your butthole.
Kelly, Kelly, Kelly.
Yeah.
How about them Cleveland Cavaliers and King James?
King James is doing decent, but I don't know what in the fuck.
Yeah.
Who in the hell were they going to get to help him with Williams? I mean,
Wait, what the hell are you talking about?
Basketball.
The NBA Finals.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Cleveland NBA? Didn't make it.
Yeah.
NBA.
Mm-hmm. National Basketball Association.
Oh, okay. It's not like it's a sport I never heard of.
You gotta be kidding me. What rock have you been living under, you know, sir?
I got no use for basketball, sorry.
Oh, that's the only sport I have played.
Yeah.
It's basketball. I love ball.
Yeah, you like chasing the darkies down the court, do you?
I was from a small podunk town in West Virginia. Do you think we had any darkies in my youth league? No.
I got you to say darkie. So anyway, what's going on with the sports then or something?
They just choked in last one, yeah.
Who did?
Cleveland. They lost. I was pissed.
Yeah.
Well, so this is the absolute final. There's no more.
Yeah, now it's going to be L.A. and Orlando in the
final. Okay, so this wasn't the final.
No, but let me tell you what.
They're playing for a belt or what?
The trophy. The last two rounds of the LA games and the Cavs games and stuff, they were so good. I mean, I loved watching the games. They were very exciting games. Didn't go in my favor, but you know.
It's just nothing but a bunch of darkies playing hot potato.
Hot potato.
Sure.
Yeah. That's why I like hockey so much.
Yeah, I know. It's a bunch of colors smashing into each other, and then once in a while you get a darkie and they beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, bunch of white guys running around chasing something black with sticks.
Jeez.
Sorry. Anyways.
If you truly wanted to get into racial sports, well, what would be your number one and number two racial sport?
Coon hunting.
Is that really a sport?
I don't know. I hear it is a little further south. But, well,
good way to get gold chains, though.
I don't know.
Kelly? I got two.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, you got one?
What?
A racial sport. Like, what is actually... Like, I was just making a jackass comment, you know, saying coon hunting. But, like, I think you're actually speaking of real sports that end up being racist.
Well, it depends if you declare a sport as something you can do by drinking.
No, okay.
I know, I've done.
Bowling is pretty racist because you got a big color ball knocking down a bunch of white redneck pins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you also got pool, a big white ball knocking around a bunch of little colored balls.
Yeah, and the way to win the game is to
blast
the black one.
See? Racist.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Jeez.
I can't believe I've never heard the bowling analogy before. Somebody else. Like that.
Oh, I heard that from a comedian a long time ago. I can't remember who it was. Otherwise, I'd give him credit. But, yeah, that's like one of the old things in the book. But if you think about it, it actually is pretty racist.
Yeah, it's exactly what you said.
Wow. I mean, you can take it like an Olympic sport, all right? The javelin toss. Why don't you ever see any black guys doing that? You think that's in their blood.
And here comes the spear chucker.
Yeah. Nice. Right.
We better get away from this, otherwise we're going to lose the last two listeners we have. So, going a little too far some days. That's my fault. I brought it up.
Yeah.
You know, Sandman's just laughing his ass off.
Yeah.
Where's that he at, anyway? See, I don't know. Army?
He was supposed to ship out a long time ago. I haven't seen anything from him since, so he must be gone.
Starting to wish my nephew
long enough to leave.
Fucking hell, if my old lady wasn't so fucking adamant against it, I'd already be in the Army. Make good money driving truck for those fuckers.
It'd be awesome if Sandman was enlisted with a bunch of queers. That'd just make him just...
I have to wonder about him sometimes, like, shit, you know? How is he containing himself in the military? Well, it's not, you can't, not really a choice, you know, he's got to...
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Okay.
I don't know, I think Sandman would make a pretty damn good soldier, if you ask me. Although nobody knows who the fuck we're talking about when we're talking about Sandman, I don't think.
Yeah.
It's no friend of ours.
It's old news, or old contacts, whatever, from the days before RT Radio. Some people will know, I guess.
Days of the Barn.
Yeah.
So, Kelly, how you doing health-wise? You still able to sit there and scratch tickets without moving?
What? Has it ever affected my hands? Jesus Christ, you got a tension span of a gnat. No, I go Tuesday for my MRI, Wednesday to my neurologist in Columbus, and that's when I get a disgust treatment. Well, what we're going to do. Because apparently this is not a new thing. You go off to Cyber, you can almost put a countdown on it. It's going to be 3 to 5 months, and you're going to have a major attack. So I got to make a decision on, do I want to go back on that drug?
Can you take an MRI when you're pregnant?
I have no idea. I've never been pregnant. I've thought about that with the Cyber thing going off, but Brandon has to go get his sperm count tested first. Yeah, he's not looking forward to that one. I was like, would they give you porn?
Yeah, you can go in and help him rub one out, too.
Well, you can
do it at home, too.
Well, no, they don't want you to do it at home anymore. I actually have a little experience in this, believe it or not.
You had to live so close. You had to be able to get the
within 45 minutes.
No, it's like
20 minutes.
20 minutes, yeah.
Well, if they give you a fucking cooler box and a bunch of dry ice, you could fucking take 2 hours to get there.
They want it as fresh from the spout as they can get it.
Yeah.
That's why they prefer you going in. And Abroad can go in and rub one out with you, but you can't use any lube.
Yeah, no lube. They don't even really want you to use latex gloves because there's something with those that can contaminate the stuff, can get in with it. And
yeah, but who needs lube to jerk off? I don't know about you, midget, but I'm a dry jacker.
It's called...
Oh, I jacked that some.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Spit right in the palm. There you go. That's good.
I don't even bother with that. Absolute dry jacker.
It hurts.
But you're not dry for very long.
Finish and the lube starts drying up.
Yeah. I mean, still
have toothpaste, it hurts.
Toothpaste? Wait, do you want that minty fresh feeling down there?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
But my favorite thing about going to them places is not the actual jacking off, popping in the porn. Because everybody gets nutter remorse. They just smash the button and eject it. So you know right where they finish.
Exactly, yeah. That's it. You always know exactly where they finished, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
You can tell if a person's really kinky or what have not just by where they finished.
Yeah. Right at the gaping asshole, you know, that you had a freak ahead of you.
Check. I used to get a kick out of it because I'd be sitting there. I'd see the guys go in the back room, and 2 hours it'd take them. I'd walk back there, be back out in fucking less than 10 minutes.
Yeah. Fucking hell. So do they give you, like, how do they collect it? Do they give you a sock or something?
No, they give you a medical cup, man. It's like a piss cup.
So not only are you under pressure jerking off in a clinic somewhere, you've also got to, at the moment of truth, aim it properly and get it in the fucking cup, in this little fucking tiny Dixie cup.
Bingo.
Well, keep in mind, they won't let you have, they don't want you to blow a load 3 days before you go in there. So you got some built up pressure, man.
You got to hold. Yeah, so you're blasting and missing the fucking cup, trying to catch it in the midair, and holy fuck, what a mess! You know, like 2 hours. No wonder the guy's taking 2 hours. He's already tried four times. There's shit all over the wall, and fucking, he's got a big mess in there. He's like, sorry, I missed.
That's what I should do next time. Take like some white silicone lube or something. You just start throwing it all over the walls. And then open the door. I need help.
Get some dripping off your chin and your forehead.
Soak have it dangling shirt from the ceiling, the doorknob, everything.
Oh, shit. I'd die laughing. I would absolutely lose it.
How fast do you think a person would get kicked out of a clinic like that?
Oh, I say pretty
fast.
I'm
going to a sperm bank just to do that now.
Yeah. You told me to wait 3 months. No, sir, we said 3 days.
They just start yelling, it won't stop!
Fucking hell.
That'd be the odd, best prank right there. Then they'd have to get hazmat to come in and clean up.
Jeez. You toxic?
Yeah. Bloody hell. Well, they wouldn't. It's a fucking biohazard. Like, it's...
That's true. It's, yeah. It's
biological waste or whatever they call it, right? So, whether...
You call it biological waste, I call it chemical warfare.
He's been doing experiments at home trying to turn himself into the Hulk and stuff, so...
Yeah, his is all tinted orange or some fucking thing.
Fuck. Don't laugh. I've had some weird tint in my jizz before. Kelly, I've been thinking about this.
Oh, Lord.
I think I found a new way to get some pussy, or at least sympathy pussy.
Okay.
How? Now, if I went down to the tattoo parlor and had my nutsack tattooed pure blue, right, and walked up to a chick and go, I think I got a permanent case of blue balls and whip them out. You think she would help me get rid of my blue balls?
No.
You'd probably get slapped with an indecent exposure.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be my first time.
Well, I'm not surprised at that.
Not at all.
Damn it. Here, I thought that was a pretty good idea.
Yeah, you'd be in the fucking one of the news stories that we'd end up talking about, you know, mysterious man flashing
blue color. Blue balls.
Yeah, be like that guy greasing himself up and smashing himself against the church window or whatever the hell he was doing.
Right, yeah.
What if you had a hot nurse and he did that? You can just tell you, it'd be a good way to get her to fondle your nuts.
Well, if she's a hot nurse, she's probably not going to do it because she's getting it all the time. So she's not going to be all sex starved. What you got to do is you got to go to a fucking one of those sex addicts meetings. Go in there.
I imagine miserable one.
Hi, my name is Wade, and I'm a sex addict. It's been 4.5 months since my last nut, and then you drop them out. And all those crazy fucking nympho bitches, well, you know.
Hi, my name's Wade Jordan. It's been 2.5 hours since I last fucked the fold in my couch.
Oh, God, that one off Nip/Tuck was hilarious. With the dude with the upholstery fascination.
Nip Tuck.
Yeah, he just the doctor that McNamara was there, that what's his name was going to hire for in his place when he thought he was dying. And
didn't Nip Tuck go gay though?
It jumped a shark a long time ago.
Yeah,
when the son was banging the mom.
Yeah.
Oh, they were doing the taboo thing?
If you're a really hairy person, do you think you can get in with them, like, Furbies or whatever the hell it is without having to put on a costume?
Huh? What are Furbies?
These freaks that they'll put on, like, mascot uniforms. Like, somebody will think they're a bunny and they'll put on a bunny uniform.
Oh, okay. Right. And they got to do that before they fuck.
Yeah, then you just... What kind of dry cleaning bill you think they got? Because you know they're just jizzing right in that fucking fur.
Ugh. It's getting all
What if you get a real lazy Ferber where they don't go to the dry cleaner and the shit's all crusty, you know, like a month worth of crust on it?
Bah.
You can take a baseball bat to her fucking back and it don't even budge.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Holy Christ, we're going downhill fast.
Yeah.
You listen to this comment right now. We're going to go ahead and take a break away from this sick shit. Back after this.
Hi, this is Sean Manny-Nor Marley, and you're listening to Repetitive Trauma Radio, the sickest fucks that I ever enjoyed calling my friends.
We'll be right back.
Midget Mark here from Repetitive Trauma Radio with a little tip for you guys. If you turn down the volume on new porn, you can listen to us while watching some dude plow his neighbor's wife. Thank you. Welcome back to Repetitive Trauma Radio. Hope you enjoyed our break. Before I get back into what I actually want to talk to Kelly about here in a couple of minutes, Penn, did I tell you what I pulled over this weekend?
What you pulled over this weekend? Okay. Now I understand. Yeah, go ahead.
I was down working on the rental house. The washing machine kind of took a shit on me.
So you took a shit on my buddy. The washing machine?
No, it took a shit on me. It was like, no worky no more.
Yeah, yeah.
So I called my buddy and said, I need some muscle. So I'm waiting on the porch for him. The fucker never shows. This little Mexican kid is riding on his bike. I go, hey, Albert.
Hey, Albert.
I didn't know his name. He come over. I go, hey, dude, you want to earn a quick five? He goes, what? I go, help me move this fucking washing machine, right? So we move the washing machine out, and I go, you want to earn another five? Let's move this other one up. So I get, like, free movers because there was three Mexicans that area that didn't have to touch nothing.
So there ended up being three of them.
Oh, yeah. They always run in packs. You might catch one, but there's two following, like, two blocks down watching the other one's back. I don't know if they're watching his back or waiting to jump that one, but when there's money involved, they all just get along and... So they probably rolled each other after they left.
The fucking $10 Pat went back and forth between them as they rolled each other, and
hopefully they stabbed each other.
Jeez.
I got a question for you because you're gonna know more about this than Penn and I will.
Okay.
Much like to pay you for sex.
Yeah, see, I figured there'd be a sex thing in there. Okay. Now, what is it?
Now, when it comes to drugs, right? Mm-hmm. I'm talking prescription drugs and what have not. Mm-hmm. Why is over the counter drugs taxed, but prescription drugs not taxed?
You know, I don't know. I don't know exactly. I don't know if the tax is built into it. The drug price that you're paying.
Well, if it would be built in it, wouldn't that be like a true form of like a fair tax?
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, well, that's not necessarily true because it doesn't really matter. It's brass tax. You're going to be paying. It don't matter what state you're in. So I guess they are federally tax exempt. I've never looked on like my Tesoro and stuff to see if there is a tax bracket there for the payment. I've never.
Now, how does that all get swept underneath the rug that nobody knows that prescription drugs are taxed, even though that is probably the most used thing in the States?
Especially now, I mean, shit, prescription industry is huge. Huge. They own most of our politicians.
Is that maybe part of the reason? And the other reason, you got the insurance companies that are in cahoots with that shit too?
Oh, yeah. They're low and dirty. I mean, anytime you go in healthcare and you go in, it's as a business and industry, that's when, you know, they try to find a way to get by as cheap as possible at the expense of, you know, sacrificing patient care.
Well, I think they're missing the boat on that one. Somebody should actually look into that instead of some of this other stupid shit that they always look in, you know. Fuck steroids and baseball, let's look into that. But of course, like you said, the prescription people are in the back pockets of all these fucking politicians.
I don't know why. I don't know if they would be able to make the patient absorb the tax, or then in turn would it end up being the insurance company that's going to be paying for the tax, because they give you your prescriptions at a flat copay. It's all tiered system with a copay, so who's going to absorb the tax?
Obama!
Well, like I said, let's assume that the pharmacies already absorbed the tax. You don't pay any of the taxes, or what have not, or it's just included in the bill, but it's not declared as a tax. Like I said, wouldn't that be a proper example of a fair tax? Why couldn't we implement that on all of our goods?
Well, I think they would have to itemize it to show when tax is charged, because they're showing that that's just the drug costs. They're not showing any, you know, breakdown. There is any tax included. So I don't think there is. That's just tax standard. You just have to actually look at the fucking tax code and have fun with it too. While you're at it, try to find the rule that says we have to pay federal income tax.
But keep in mind, our prescription drugs are so fucking high because we have to absorb the costs for the Canadians and the Mexicans.
God damn America!
I can't join in this conversation. I don't know anything about it. Sorry, man.
Well, that's why I was asking Kelly about it, but I was...
Yeah, I
was thinking about it, because I don't even remember the last time I had a prescription, probably for my tendonitis.
Lucky.
Yeah, I have no input to offer whatsoever. Sorry.
But even to throw that on there, it isn't like... The money you spend on your prescription drugs, Kelly, isn't that a tax deduction also?
Yes. All of my co-pays medically are tax deductible. But you have to get up to a certain dollar amount before you can even really claim them, because the standard deduction is usually higher. I just, this last year, I hit the bracket where I actually claimed mine. Because, I mean, I... did a lot. Because a lot of people don't know, you can claim all of your stuff you spend at the dentist. You can claim all that on your taxes now. Vision.
Seems to me
all of it.
Seems to me that there's a lot of tax dollars going out the window.
Well, you pay taxes on a lot of your shit. It's just the prescription is the only thing I don't think that you do.
Well, they want to tax everything. Let's tax everything, goddammit.
Well, you just got that. You tell me, you wanted to make a difference. Why don't you fucking just run for your local government? If you get elected, then you go for it.
Well, I'm already fucked. You know that.
When you just understand why you're even bringing it up.
Well, I'm just asking questions. That's all I'm doing. What? I can't ask questions no more?
Just tell her, said it. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to be 1099, and on all of my commission stuff, I'm going to be getting a 1099 at the end of the year. So trust me, I'm going to be really some finagling some massive, you know, some shifting some shit around to
finagling.
Yeah,
that's a term I haven't heard in years.
You're kidding?
No, I haven't heard it since what's his name wrote it in that song, Chug-a-Lug.
Oh God, it's common around here to hear it.
Here in the state of Nebraska, you know, I'd be fucked because I already got a DUI, so they'll bring that up. Hell, I couldn't even run for class president in high school without getting called into the principal's office.
Bullshit. Well, there's a story about this. What? Why?
They said I ran a dirty campaign.
A dirty campaign in fucking high school?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well, you did, though.
Well, of course.
What'd you do? Well, yeah, who'd you bribe?
I'm like,
payoffs and lobbyists. And...
Well, yeah, lobbyists. Apparently, you can't hand out cigarettes for votes. I found that out.
Yeah. We do us some beer, too. And... Jim Kager?
Well, I did get a couple juniors, a couple six packs to help me with my signs.
Well, that's not so bad. That's just.
Yeah, but the science is what got me in trouble.
You were really slinging some mud, I'm guessing.
No, it was all positive stuff, too.
Yeah.
When the guys went through, like, a National Geographic, and they found, like, a picture of Adam with a leaf covering his cock, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they cut that out, put on a big poster board, and it said, leaf it to my name. He knows what to do. Apparently, that was inappropriate.
I don't see why that's inappropriate. That's just creative. That's all that is.
Then when
I
was
attention grabbing.
Then we had, he wasn't openly gay, but I sure kicked down the door for him. So during my campaign, I said I'd help so-and-so win prom queen, even though he was a dude, and that got me in trouble again. You know, and photoshopping back then wasn't very well, so you had to cut and clip photos. So the guy running against me, I took a picture of him, cut it out, and put it behind a sheep and stuff like that.
Yeah, all right. See, the school's in there, what's appropriate and what's not. Ah, fuck them.
Need to say I never did win.
No shit.
Boy. I ran the best campaign, though.
Yeah, just that alone would have made that school year interesting.
Oh, Jesus Christ, our class was so full of fucking problems. I think our class motto is, who are we, where are we going, what the hell is this?
You guys did too much fucking drugs.
Not me. I was a straight-laced student, my friend.
Yeah.
I have trouble believing that.
You and me both.
Just because I got another kid suspended because I heard about locker inspections and I threw my bottle of schnapps in his locker doesn't mean shit. It wasn't my fault I was the aide of the student counselor. Gotta hear shit. The student counselor, I was his aide.
Okay. So, you
so I got to look at everybody's records and I got to hear all the conversations of what was going on.
You were kind of the trustee sort of thing.
Yeah, you know, I only had, four books of passes that I could just fill out at will.
How much did you sell those for?
$20 a tablet.
Nice. How many in a tablet?
10.
Oh, that's not so bad. $2 a piece. Fuck, that's pretty cheap.
Yeah, but I used a lot of them myself, you know, because I knew where all the suspension rooms were, and I knew who... The smokers in the suspension rooms knew where to smoke in the suspension rooms. You know, they had to go like a Mission Impossible, like climb the wall to get up into the ceiling. They could sit there and smoke, but they could hear if somebody was coming, so they could fucking grapple down real quick. So I'd be walking through the school, and nobody could bust me because I had a little pass that, hey, yeah, I can walk around the school. Go in there, we'd climb up, smoke.
You had your little fucking safety vest on that said hall monitor?
Nah, never.
Or the Miss America style sash. Which one was it?
Oh, that'd been awesome to have the sash.
Jeez.
Hall monitor.
How much debauchery did you get into in high school?
Not much. I never finished high school. All I ended up with was fucking gym for grade 9, and I went to work.
Well.
Like, we had a hallway between the two. We had two buildings, actually, is what we had. And there was a nice hallway. It was nothing to walk through the hallways without seeing about a set of 12 nuts. Because everybody just walked through the hallway with their nuts hanging out.
Jeez.
Let's see. We let a goat in that hallway once. That got us in quite a bit of trouble. Then we learned how to make darts and ninja stars out of paper and needles and erasers.
Oh, hey.
So you'd be walking down that hallway and all of a sudden you get a fucking stick pin in your back. Them fucking things hurt.
I bet. I got duct taped to the hood of a car once, naked. Drove downtown. That was for fucking, I don't know what you guys call it. We called it Freshie Week. Initiation, yeah. Whatever. What is it, like Frosh Week in college, but.
Worst thing we ever did was shrink wrap a guy to a telephone pole with his legs up. And that was during lunch hour at the smoker's corner, so it was a smoker, so we had to get back to lunch right around 12:15. So from 12:15 to 3:30, he was shrink wrapped to a telephone pole.
Holy.
Oh, hilarious.
Why didn't you finish school, Penn?
Because I can make more money working.
You guys got like a GED up there in Canada? Or?
Yeah, they got the GED and shit, but I never bothered with that. I went, I moved to Ontario when I was 18, and I went to Carleton University for a little bit, which is a university in Ottawa. I wrote an entrance exam and passed it. So if you ask me, you don't need fucking high school because I passed it all anyways. So, and then I went to, well, I don't know, a technical college or whatever, trade school, basically, for electronics. And
so that school in Ottawa, that's like the best truck-driving school in all of Canada or something?
No, that's an actual university. Like, it's Carleton University. Google it.
I've heard of it.
And, but I just took the basket weaving shit anyways, like fucking sociology and philosophy and all that shit's the kind of stuff that doesn't get you anywhere. And,
moved on and went to the other university for electronics. What, you wanted to be a Sparky or?
Yeah, pretty much. And, but then I found a dealer and quit doing that. Cause I didn't know when I first started doing the school shit, I didn't know anybody around. So I wasn't getting high all the time. And then I found a dealer and.
It all went to shit real fast.
Yeah, pretty much. So, I used to be a couch potato till I found pot. Then I became a baked potato.
As you always say.
So looking back, what would you rather have done? Finish school or?
Nope. I would have done it exactly the same way because I wouldn't be driving truck right now.
What, you wouldn't have liked to have been a Sparky?
Nah, I don't think I would have been any good at it. I don't know, I guess part of the fact is that I was high all the time, but I don't remember shit about it. Like, I paid $14,000 for the course, passed it, and I'm supposed to be able to wire a fucking house. And I don't remember a fucking thing. Nothing. None of it.
You know it's black, crispy, and hangs from the ceiling?
Dear Lord.
Do-it-yourself electrician.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much. Yeah, that'd be me. I mean, and I'm supposed to be certified, but I'm not. I couldn't fucking, I don't know, I barely even know the difference between AC and DC.
It's scary.
One holds you and the other one kicks you away.
Yeah.
How about you, Kelly? What schooling you got?
Graduated from high school. Art honorary. I mean, I was real high on that. Some college, Columbus College of Art and Design. I went Columbus Technical University, or not Columbus, Colorado Technical, CTU. So, but everything from illustration to marketing. It's just I'm missing credits to get the actual piece of papers for the degree. As you can see right now, I'm doing marketing with no degree, and I'm doing quite fine.
Did you ever do any of that nude modeling for the art class in college?
No. They didn't get paid very much. And actually, a lot of our nude models came from Ohio State University.
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
It wasn't actually CCAD students that did the nude models. It was, and a lot of it was, they only got paid like some ridiculous.
They wouldn't even have to pay me.
Like, $50, I think, to sit for a class, and a class was 3 hours long.
You want to see my cock? Here you go.
Oh, I cracked up with one. The one guy that we had was gay, and it was just so funny because he was, like, giving, like, googly eyes to one of the guys in my class. Like, he thought he was hot and everything. And the guy in my class was just so perturbed. And it threw him completely for a loop. Because he's got this guy, he's got a drawl. And the guy's, like, looking him up and down and, like, giving him these looks that you just tell that he'd like to just jump right on him right there in class.
At least he didn't fucking pop a boner or something.
Yeah.
I'd be the kind of person, though, that if I knew I had to go on the next day for nude modeling, I'd be dangling, like, bricks from my nuts. That way when I walk in, I know I'd be long-sacking it.
What was bad is
so you're laying nice.
The one fat chick that we had, only once, I only had to draw her once, thank God. Amazingly so, she's still new modeling because, I mean, this was back in 1993 because Brandon went back into, like, he went, what, 2001 to 2004 or 5 at CCAD.
Who are we talking about, Kathy Bates?
And I said, oh, my gosh, man, she's bad. She's bad. But, yeah, she's about that size, a little bit bigger. But literally, they had her set, the instructor had her set on this little, you know, metal stool. I swear to God, the stool fucking disappeared when she sat on it. And it is.
Did you hear
that? It's a challenge. I mean, drawing fat people nude is a challenge, not just for your eyes, you know, because you're being mortified by it, but just as an artist, that is very hard.
They love too, but they got to pay.
What you need to do is when you're doing that, in the middle of drawing, you just get fucking pissed off, just throw it down, say, she looks like she eats like a killer whale. Fuck her and just walk out.
Not for a school that you pay that much money to go to. You don't want to get in trouble because it's not refundable. And you pay a lot of money.
She ate the fucking receipt.
Brandon had qualified, like, for just instance, Brandon's sitting on about $40,000 to $50,000 right now in student loan debt.
Well, we just got by. You're listening to Repetitive Trauma Radio. We'll be back after this.
Do you need some Valium?
Repetitive Trauma Radio.
Right, that's a show that you really need to get into.
You got me so fucking pissed right now.
Where the fuck do we find these people?
Fuck you. Get over yourself, you fuck.
MySpace.com. RT Radio Show. 1-877-69-RT-RADIO.
Give me a call, you motherfucker. I'll fucking smash you down the fucking zero.
iTunes, GCast. We're not that hard to find.
I got a 20-hour job. I can't fucking stop.
You were too cheap to call before, so we made it free and real easy for you.
Oh, I don't give a flying fuck, you cocksucker.
1-877-69-RT-RADIO. Get some.
You are faggots.
RTRadio.mypodcast.com.
There's good fucking content here.
Somebody fucking bruised.
That rant is coming through crystal clear.
Fucking interview over.
We'll be right back.
red show, and all the kids sing ready to go. The punches in their way to watch, they chill here, let them hide. Pump this, oi, 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 swing your arms, oi, 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 stop around, oi, 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 pump this, your oi. The band is gone, the show is in, the crew is being apprehended by the fucked up black boys. It isn't until we hear the noise. Pump this, oi, 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 swing your arms, oi, 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 stop around, oi, 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 pump this, your oi.
Just listen to this.
Do some good old boys shout casting the barn. Bubba Army Pride marking out to Bubba since the day they were born. Indy straighten the swerves. Norm smoking the wheels. The law never gets Sandman with swap behind the wheel. Making the airwaves with very little know-how. Cursing just a little bit more than the SEC allow. Just a few good old boys would be on Sirius if they could. Pulled up pirate radio, just like modern day internet hoods.
Welcome back to Repetitive Trauma Radio. The number to contact us is 1-877-69-RT-RADIO. Show forum at RepetitiveTraumaRadio.com forum. Website, RepetitiveTraumaRadio.com. Show email, fan mail at RepetitiveTraumaRadio.com. Show MySpace, MySpace.com/RT Radio. And beyond that, Kelly, before
talk
we get on
kind of talk, kind of talk.
Oops, sorry. That was strangely appropriate, though.
Scratch that.
Kelly, before we get on with the news, though, I got a question for you.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-huh. Are you one of the... Would you consider yourself to be one of them broads that would think about putting a dildo apparatus on, like, a drill or a Sawzall?
No. Well, I have an incredibly
She's thinking about
luck.
It. She's actually thinking about it. Listen no, to no. her voice. No, she's thinking about it.
I see her. But, you know, I have incredibly horrible luck, you know, and it, mine, something would go horribly, horribly wrong with it, and I would end up in the hospital or some shit. Because I never do anything half-assed. It's always like, if something goes wrong, it don't go just a little bit wrong. It goes way fucking wrong.
It would have to be. It would have to be like a saw type of thing, though, like a jigsaw or something.
No,
those type of things are already made. I mean, there's
yeah, machines. Yeah, they actually yeah. physically make them. What are they? What's it called? Fuck machines or something. Yeah. .com.
Because they got all the videos and stuff, and you can go.
Yeah, like using a drill would suck, wouldn't it? Because it just spins the thing.
Yeah.
No, because I got like a hammer drill where it spins and vibrates at the same time.
You get a jackhammer or something.
I know one knows. It's called a jackrabbit.
Choke, 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 choke.
It's the number one selling dildo in America.
Jackrabbit doesn't go in and out, though. The tip just kind of swirls around or something, doesn't it?
It swirls with the beads and the arms. It just does all kinds of things that a man can never hope to do.
Yeah, and it's got a little clip on it that grabs your clitty.
Yeah, well, it's not a clip. It's just got the little two ears. Yeah, for the bunny that just around. Yeah, well, they just vibrate and go back and forth. You can have it up to the front, to the clit, and if you want to have some fun and be different, you can swoop it on and get it right towards tickling your ass.
I'm getting myself hot.
Keep talking, Kelly. I'm about done.
Gotta be imaginative there, dear.
I don't know if we should talk about this one or not.
Uh-oh. Of course we should. If that's the question, then we should definitely talk about it.
I'll run it by you real quick. How to make potato vodka.
Well, I mean, if it includes a recipe, why not?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, vodka's made up either potato or corn in it. That's the only two things it's made out of in it. Isn't there a rice version, too?
If you're under age 21, do you not listen to this?
Ah, fuck them. That's the ones that are going to want to know how to make it.
I don't even know who put this on here.
Probably Miller. He spent like a couple of days on some Russian drunken website, so a lot of
potato his... vodka making process. First, you need to peel the potatoes.
No shit, Sherlock.
You'll need around 1 kg.
Kilograms, yeah.
What is that, a pound?
2.2 pounds to a kilogram. If you've got 0.5 something of a kilogram, you've got 1 pound. So if you need how many kilograms?
One.
So one? 2. So you got, so, pounds. So 2 pounds. Yeah, 2.2 pounds.
For a liter of vodka. Next thing you do is chop the potatoes into small pieces around 1 centimeter cube should be fine. Once again, that's up your alley.
Yeah, I sorry, as when it comes
to... It's called
to
a conversion chart. Use it, and you can find them on the smart boxes.
Yeah, when it comes to distance, I'm better with standard. I know inches better than centimeters.
That's the greatest thing we ever did to Britain. Say, yeah, we'll convert over to metric system. We said that 10 years ago. We're still
it was more than 10 years ago, wasn't it? And it just never happened? Or didn't you do it for like 3 days or something?
We didn't even do that. I got a tape measure that actually has like metric and standard on it, but I never use it.
Yeah.
Next, you will need to use a pressure cooker. Oh, great, right there. That's going to kill a lot of white trash. Them things are dangerous.
You might as well tell them to set up a meth lab. It's safer.
Yeah.
And put all the potato cubes in a pot with quite a lot of water, more than enough to cover potatoes. I thought that was standard. Please be careful, as pressure cookers are very dangerous. If you don't know how to use them, ask someone who does.
Yeah, white trash, just set up a meth lab. Let me pull up my meth recipe, and this is gonna be a whole. That'll be a whole lot safer. I can just see the pressure cookers going off. Boom!
See, I told you, dude. We talked about this, but no, let's talk about this.
I didn't know it involved a pressure cooker. Fucking hell! Just that, Jesus, man. And I mean, you gotta clamp that shit down like submarine doors. It's got the big fucking valve on it and shit.
Mm-hmm. We use them. My grandma's got one.
Oh, fuck.
Do I carry on or just say fuck it? Because we already lost, you know, what few listeners we had because they dumb blowed themselves up.
Yeah, I know. They only made it this far into the recipe. They fired up the pressure cooker and they're done. Jesus. Oh, well.
Or they didn't even get the fire into the pressure cooker. They're going, maybe I'll just hold and let's get this meth lab recipe first.
Oh. This will really get people for a loop. Distillery. I can make one for you if you need the...
That's what I'd like to know how to do, is make a real good, honest still.
Well, I can make one. They're expensive.
What's that?
I can make one for you. They're kind of expensive, though.
Oh, yeah. You know, if you could send me the plans.
A good one, you use a lot of copper and glass.
Yeah, that's it. And then, but I mean, you could make out of potato peels, you can make a good mash, can't you?
Now, once the potato is dissolved into water, let cool down, strain potato leavings, loads of potato juice, which become your potato vodka. The next part is distill the potato juice to get a single distilled vodka. Really, you need a distillery, but if this is homemade, then you need to make a distillery. Not that it's difficult, yeah, whatever. The basic idea is to heat the juice, capture the steam, and collect it, which forms your potato vodka. So you need to find a big pot with a lid connects to a pipe that and a container that collects the vodka. And once this is complete, you distill it a few more times using the same process that you will end up with the best, cheapest fallover juice imaginable. But I hold no one responsible for what you do with it. Remember, drink responsibly.
Drink responsibly. Use your pressure cooker responsibly, you dumb shit.
I say go the cheaper route and just buy, like, some pop-off. <You know? laughs> It won't be as good as, like, Absolute or Grey Goose, but...
Yeah, but hey, neither is potato vodka going to be as good.
No, you're going to be better off getting just a big-ass bottle of pop-off.
Yeah.
You know what I have found out, though, is if you, like, if you have, like, a Brita... The pitcher kind?
Yeah.
You take cheap vodka and you just keep on filtering it through your Brita. You can take a $8 bottle of vodka and make it into a fucking $30 bottle of vodka just by just going through your Brita twice.
Really?
Really? I didn't know that. Never thought of that.
And do you lose any volume or?
No, you just get rid of all the excess crap. Shit that you don't need.
Huh. How is the difference... beneficial?
The taste.
It's smoother or something?
It's mostly the taste, but it also is the hammer. Because you're getting down, the more you distill it, the more you're getting down just to pure alcohol, right? With all the extra impurities in it, it's what gives it the bad taste.
Oh, okay. Wonder how it'd be if you took something like Jack or something and ran it through.
I don't know if it works so well on Jack, because Jack's already highly distilled.
Yeah.
But if you get, like, an off-brand Jack, which I wouldn't even know would be an off-brand Jack.
I've never looked at the cheap whiskey.
Yeah, Jack's more of a bourbon, right? So
Yeah.
Whereas, like, a whiskey, they start out with corn, don't they? For whiskey?
Yeah, corn or sour mash.
Yeah. So.
I don't know. Yeah, I drink Windsor Canadian and Scotch.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you go with like a 5-star or a Golden Wedding or something, that'd be a cheap fucking rye.
Yeah. I'd almost imagine that you could probably take like your $3 bottle of fucking Cristal and distill it a little bit through there and end up with a decent bottle of champagne.
The amount of times you pour it through, you'd lose your carbonation, though.
Yeah, that's the only bad thing. Probably same with wine, huh? If you actually got down to it.
Pretty much. I mean, you could, basically do that with anything, couldn't you?
I just know more about the... I know it works well on vodka.
That's the only one he's tried.
Well, I'm sorry, people. I'm out there experimenting with things. What are you guys doing?
Imagine
all you guys are doing is
I go to the liquor store.
Week.
I give them money. They give me a bottle. I bring it home. I open it up and I drink it. And I don't think any more beyond that.
What's the charge down there if you get caught with a still in your backyard?
Oh, here? Nothing.
No?
No. Depends on how much you're producing.
Oh, okay. It's when you start running it, like the fucking moonshiners and shit. The shiners, they actually distribute it. But if you're making your own, there's no law against it.
Not down here.
Well, then why can you go to a fucking beer and wine store and buy your own microbrewery?
I don't know what that exactly. And it's something with the alcohol content, how toxic... moonshine is.
Yeah, but you can make
it's
a really
content. It's how much you produce.
Yeah, it have to be, and whether or not you distribute it, right?
There's a reason the moonshiners down here hide their shit. They hide it. They don't let it be known that they even do it. I mean, it's an inside circle. It's pretty tight.
Yeah,
but the shiners down there, because I actually have an uncle that lives in North Carolina, goes around and busts it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes around and busts them up because they're just using the cheapest fucking products they can to make the most potent, sorry-ass white lightning that you can get.
Well, people I have mine from, I mean, it's pretty good quality. And it's out in the middle, like, nowhere where it's done. And you just... anybody that traipses back through there, they're going to know. Because there's security.
Right, but... they're hiding it. My question is, are they hiding it and because it's against the law?
Mm-hmm.
No, they're hiding it because they're making so much of it.
No, West Virginia state law says it is illegal to own a have a distillery and an unlicensed distillery. There's
and
your
that's
key.
whether or not you're distributing it or not.
Bingo.
Even
it's
if you're making
not licensed.
Two bottles a week. And...
Well, then that's a state law. That ain't a federal law.
No, I'm not talking federal. He's asking down there. Well,
down there. Like, well, in anywhere. I mean, obviously, it's different from state to state, unless it becomes a federal law. And that's what I'm asking is because you always hear about, you know, the illegal shiners and everything else. Like, are they? And that's what I'm wondering. Is it illegal to have this still in the first place, or just to produce a certain amount, or to produce two bottles and sell them to someone? Like, where does the
state of Nebraska? It's legal for me to have a still as long as I only produce so much.
Okay, but okay. So let's say your limit is 100 bottles a month. If you produce 50 bottles a month and sell all 50, is it still legal? You haven't gone over the limit.
Because then you have to go into another process of selling, but then that just it goes even further because you have to have, like, I think the FDA has to come in and the ATF has to come in and they have to do all this other shit.
Comes into the whole without a liquor permit, like selling without a permit or some fucking thing, right?
Yeah, and they need to make sure what you're selling, you know, would be selling is not toxic to anybody or anything like that.
Right.
It's got to go through a whole process before.
And that's why. And so, what is the? It's what 40% alcohol volume is the maximum?
No, there is actually no max on alcohol.
Then how come bottles of Jack or like things like that, like all the shelf shit, is you don't see what over 40%? Do you?
Bullshit.
Unless you get like Everclear or something like that.
You can get Turkey 101. You can get Bacardi 151.
Yeah, 151 proof, but proof is different than percentage.
Yeah, but it still comes down to percentage, too. Yeah,
and but like a 40% alcohol is somewhere around 100 proof, isn't it?
Around here, your percentage, use percentage with beer, use proof with your whiskeys, bourbons, and what have not, your liquors.
Yeah, see here, even our like our hard stuff is labeled with percentage. We don't see anything about proof on it. I don't know.
It gives me a buzz.
Yeah, no doubt. We're starting to delve a little too deep into the topic, and I don't think any of us has access to the proper information, so we're just about talking out of our ass, I think.
The main reason I just found was on the internet is the main reason that it's illegal is because it comes into the government does not get paid, there are excess tax, and there's no... It's all brass tacks, no matter which state you're in. It all comes down to taxes and regulations. Licensing, it's the government's wanting their money. They're cut.
Right. But see, that's the part that makes me confused, because they say, okay, you can't have a still, right? You can't make your own fucking...
No, the federal government actually
says, you can't have a
still. The president that allowed it was either, I want to say, Carter or Roosevelt. God damn it. One of
that's
two
going back
parts.
A long time, eh? That's before Prohibition, isn't it?
No, Roosevelt was after Prohibition.
Oh, okay.
But I think it was actually Carter that allowed a person to make so much. Because if you actually want to get into distilleries, then you would have to throw in winemakers and everything else. You're allowed to make champagne, wine, beer.
That's my point. That's where I get confused with it. Because if you're allowed to make one, what the fuck's the difference? Because you can make some fucking nasty ass poison tasting beer, but it's got an alcohol content that'll fucking drop your fucking socks.
Okay, federal law is two adults can brew up to 200 gallons of wine or the same amount of beer each year. There is a cap on how much you're allowed to personally make.
For beer and wine. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't fall into distilled alcohol.
Yeah, there you're going to get into the tax issue.
But how is that a tax issue? Like,
they want their cut.
So if you, even if you're making it for yourself,
it's
you've got
the health
to pay the government.
Risk too. It's the whole thing
is
the
alcohol is a health risk.
Well, yeah, but they're talking about the heavy metal toxicity with it. Because if you get some hill grit, not knowing what the fuck he's fucking doing, then he could actually make people you know.
Well, but that's what I'm talking about, is making it for yourself. Like, forget about distributing it. What if they're just making it for themselves?
Just don't get caught. That's my advice. It's
illegal. I don't know.
Just don't get caught.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, better off to just fucking start making wine and buy a bunch of fucking antifreeze.
Yeah, it's not illegal if you pay taxes for it. Basically, if you claim it and you're willing to fucking give the federal government their cut of it, then go ahead and do it. You're going to be fine.
Fuck that. Nobody puts up a still so that they can fucking pay for it.
Bingo. That's the whole principle of the matter with it.
Whatever. And just get yourself a fucking wine-making kit and buy a fucking case of Prestone, and you're better off than fucking distilling shit anyways. Forget the vodka recipe.
Yeah,
two parts of wine to one part of antifreeze, you're good to go.
I don't understand the winos anyway, man. That's the worst kind of drunk possible.
Oh, I have tried so many different kinds of wine, and all of it's just like, ugh.
If it doesn't have the name Molson on it, I don't generally buy it.
I agree with you 100% there.
Speaking of which, I went on a big search this week. That was something that I should have been telling you about in the first segment. Went on a search for Molson Canadian in Quebec, and my suspicions were correct. It is actually and confirmed by Molson a conspiracy, because it is called Molson Canadian, and Quebec will not allow it to be sold here because it is called Canadian. And so to counter that, Molson has come out with a new beer in Quebec, and only Quebec. It's called Separatist Beer.
Bravo. I love it. That's good.
So, well, and Molson, of course, they originated in Montreal. So,
I drink that stuff, man. I drank the Alexander Keith, and I love that shit.
Yeah, fuck that goddamn Newfie beer.
I love it. It's one of the few Canadian beers I actually did get a try.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. Moosehead's good, too.
I wish Randy was in on this for right now, because him and I got into a beer discussion not too long ago. Because he asked how many beers I could name, and I said, yeah, I can name over 100. Then I don't even know if Penn would have it, because I don't know how far in Canada. He goes, Kelly, you might be right on the border. You got an old Chicago.
Old Chicago, that's what it's called?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
It's a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Mall, no.
Yeah, I wouldn't even call it a restaurant. It's more of a fucking pizza joint. But they have a world tour that they do. It's got 110 different beers. You sit there and you go through and you drink, and you give them your card, and they mark you. More beers you drink, the more, you know, shit you get. Pink, could you name 100 different types of beer?
If I sat, I might be able to get 50 off, but I don't think I could get to 100. Like you said, I'd need some time.
You're kind of limited on what your beers get sent your way.
It depends. Like, are you talking, okay, Molson has, what, 30 alone?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
So does that count? Can I need to use all 30 of those?
The Samuel Adams line, you have the Budweiser line, I mean, shit.
And then you go over to the other brewery, you go to Labatt's. Then there's another fucking, well, it's got to be 15 or 20 anyways, you know, so now I'm up to 45. Does that count, or would it be just Labatt's, Molson, boom, okay, that's two?
Well, you can also go with, like, Molson Golden, because that is a different style of beer.
Yeah, okay, all of them would be.
Because, and Molson and Coors are directly linked, so there, how many Coors products are there out there?
Should just look in the Miller line, shit.
Yeah, you know, so.
But you got to be kind of careful on how you break that shit down, too, though, because anybody can say, do a Miller Lite, fucking cilantro, would I have not?
MGD, blah, blah, blah. Like, it goes on and on. And so that's the question. The next question is, okay, if I'm going to name 100 beers, do all of those count? Or which ones get lumped together under one name?
That's a fine line. That's what I was saying.
Right.
You know, because you also have to go in different areas, like, yeah, take Texas. You got the Shiner Brewery down there, and you also got Lone Star. You go to Louisiana, you got the Dixie Brewing Company that has Black and Voodoo and Crimson Voodoo.
Do those fall into the category of microbreweries, or?
Down there, they're not microbrews. They're actually full, you know. But you got to keep in mind other places still consider, like, Sam Adams a microbrew.
Yeah.
Is it a matter of, like, sales volume that constitutes you whether you're a microbrewery or just a brewery? Or
I have no idea, because, like, if you get, what is it, was it Idaho, where you got the Big Sky Brewing Company? I think it's Idaho. I may be wrong. But you got, like, Moose Drool and stuff like that. There, it's huge. But if you go out to the East Coast where, like, Boston is, Big Sky would be considered a microbrew. But vice versa, you know, you take Sam Adams out there, they're going to consider Sam Adams a microbrew, where Sam Adams is huge in the Boston area.
See, the way we, out west, the way we, when we started calling something a microbrewery beer, it was by the pasteurization process. If it was pasteurized, it wasn't a microbrewery. But if it wasn't, then it was a microbrewery. It was the same kind of shit you could make at home, because there's no pasteurization process if you're doing it at home. If you're just dumping the mix into the yeast and letting it sit for fucking a month or however long, 2 weeks, and that's it, it's good to go. But these big breweries like Molson or Labatt's, Anheuser-Busch or whatever, like, they use a pasteurization process on all their beers. And that was how we rated it.
I think you're a little confused on that, because they don't pasteurize kegs.
Maybe they don't then. I don't know.
They'll pasteurize their bottles and cans, but they don't pasteurize kegs.
Okay, well, that's what we were going by, though, too, is what you buy in a case of beer, right? Because we used to get this one. It was called Warthog, you know, and it was awesome fucking beer, but I ended up getting sick off of it because it wasn't fucking pasteurized.
With that also, you also have the bottle effect, too. You know, I like Miller High Life, but they come in a
clear bottle. They're going to be fucking skunky in 3 days. And that's if they're in the fucking fridge. If you don't have them in the fridge, you got about half a day to drink those fuckers.
Unless you keep them down in the cold, damp area.
Yeah.
But then you got to worry about the caps rusting on them.
Oh, well. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I think it's about that time, my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, so much for news.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
You've been listening to Repetitive Trauma Radio. We'll catch you guys again next week. Maybe we'll have some more beer talk. Laters.
A freight train with no brakes.
Why? For God's sake, why?
This has been Repetitive Trauma Radio.
Repetitive Trauma Radio, traumatizing the world one download at a time. Executive producer, host, defender of the Maple Leaf, and wannabe Fred Norris, Penn. Host, self-proclaimed superstar, diva and king shit, the asshole, formerly known as a midget, Wade Jordan. IT services, fan outreach, conflict resolution, and contributing voice of reason, Lurch. Senior editor, conspiracy theorist, and drunken shenanigans, courtesy of Miller. Keeping RT Radio from being a total sausage fest, our audio technician, political analyst, and resident hottie, Kelly. Visit the Repetitive Trauma Radio's websites located at rtradio.podomatic.com, repetitivetraumaradio.com, myspace.com/RT Radio Show. Email the staff at rtradioshow@yahoo.com. Give us a call at 877-697-8723. That's 877-69-RT-RADIO. Folks, that's it for this week. On behalf of the entire Repetitive Trauma Radio family, thanks so much for listening. This is Indy. See ya.